Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
That was Welcome to Our House with Jamie Arroyo, and this is the new Art. Indeed, this is Art Star Speed Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am your host, Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Melissa Cabot.
And that's me.
And Greg, just Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, just Greg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Greg, just Greg.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, don't tag him, because he's not here.
Don't at me. Yeah, don't at me, bro.
All right.
He puts his name on nothing I do. He co-signs nothing I do.
I do. I don't. I can't, because I could get fired for it, probably. Yeah.
That's how much our probably. Love means to him.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Our friendship means not getting fired. Thanks.
We'll see.
So we've been making changes. Part of the changes is that kid you heard in the very beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Cute as all get out. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be using her Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn thing anymore. And the reason is, she's a three-year-old who has no idea what this show is about. And I no longer feel comfortable with using her as any kind of promotional material or anything on the show. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I love that you said that, but I also showed you something that I don't want the internet to take from us.
What's that?
Here, turn up the volume and I'll play something from it.
Hey, little bitch.
Hey, don't talk to me like that, okay?
I'm doing kids crap.
Look, I thought I was clear in my email that I needed a couple weeks.
I work too hard.
Can I just get 2 more weeks?
I want my money.
You need to relax.
You're an asshole.
Uh-uh.
I want my money, bitch.
Hey, don't call me bitch. I'm a grown man.
Bitch.
God, you're mean. Don't make fun of me crying.
You'll be evicted.
You'll be evicted.
I'm not doing so good, Pearl.
I put you on the street.
Pearl, I'm gonna pay you. I'm working 3 jobs right now. I'm working nights. I'm driving a cab. I'm inside with my buddy right now, just going over my resume.
I'm gonna smack you.
Okay, you know what? You need to relax.
I got my money!
Look, why do you need your money so fast? Come on.
I need to get my drink on.
You scare me. You're an alcoholic.
Do I have some beers?
Seriously, you are an alcoholic.
Yeah, you're drunk. I knew it.
Okay, so this is Will Ferrell doing a bit with about a 2-year-old.
With, yeah.
Yeah, with a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
One of the differences, that 2-year-old's getting a college fund out of that.
Well, that 2-year-old actually is the child of a producer, and then he felt bad about it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is what I heard. Did anybody hear anything about it? Do you guys know nothing about it?
I've seen this video before. I haven't heard anything about it. So
yeah, he like stopped doing things with her because she started to know stuff and say things.
Always a worrisome thing in children, knowing stuff.
Well, like saying things, like inappropriate things, you know, like she would know now what she's saying rather than just saying what you told her to say, like a parrot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I feel like children swearing is inherently funny just based on like concept, but like children... The only reason why we should teach children not to swear is so they don't get in trouble in school. That's the real reason. Like, you don't want them just spouting expletives like crazy and then have to go pick them up from school. That's a terrible thing.
So you said we're not supposed to teach that to them?
It's probably for the best not to teach that to kids, just so that you don't have to pick them up at school.
You know, but on the other side, this kid, for some reason, is allowed to listen to the show.
Yeah. Is that true?
Yes.
That's awesome, actually.
And loves the show and was actually really excited about doing that. So I'm sort of on the fence. Maybe we will hear it again. Maybe we won't. And there is also a video of her. She's just wandering around saying, I love Face Boy. I love Face Boy. And then she asks, do you love Face Girl? She paused a little bit, to be honest. I love Face Girl.
Yeah, no, she was totally fed that line. I don't think she meant it the way she meant the Face Boy line. But if you have an opinion about this, call 718-928-9732.
And I might be able to work the technology to pick up the phone.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
But only if you make the first move.
You never know. You never know. Ooh, I have to put this button on.
No, you don't.
I don't?
No. Turn it off for now. Okay. And then put up the volume part.
Okay.
Guys, if you're listening at home, this is now how you work it.
So, earlier this week, my mother wanted to get a new vacuum cleaner. So we go to Ace Hardware. And I ask all the questions about, you know, how strong is this? We don't need anything industrial size because they range from $70 to $400.
Wait, you bought a vacuum?
What the hell, Mom?
For the situation? Or was this a coincidence?
This was a coincidence.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, talking about the square footage, how much power we need, that I also like to get up to the ceilings. So we need something that has a good extension. You know, I'm asking questions that make sense.
Yeah, legitimate vacuum questions.
Legitimate vacuum questions. My mother had only one question. She said, will it scare the cat?
The answer is yes.
Yeah. It's always yes.
Yes, all vacuum
cleaners. The answer is just always yes.
But it made me think about things that that scare people and what we can do about it. And a friend of mine recently, she was staying with a friend of hers in Fire Island, and her friend just went a little batshit crazy on her. So she packed up her stuff pretty much in the middle of the night, walked through the pines in the dark, and it wasn't until 7 a.m. until the next ferry was going to be there. And she was telling me, I was so scared. I was so scared that whole time in the dark, not knowing where I was. And I said, I understand that, but what you did was very brave. So when you think about this in the past, don't think about how scared you were. I want you to think about how brave you were. So I'm going to try something right now. There are things that I'm afraid of. One of them is kind of weird, and that's British children singing.
Today at the reception.
I tried to take off the headphones like that would make a fucking difference. Like somehow I'm not going to hear her.
Always get what you want.
See, I was thinking of another brick in the wall part too.
We don't need no education.
See, I'm not scared right now. I'm just getting mad.
Yeah.
Because you're not actual British children singing.
Like,
the sound of music is a fucking horror movie to me. But for some reason, I can watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. I don't know why.
Is it because they love you?
I don't know.
Okay, but Chitty Chitty Bang Bang is a terrifying movie. Like, that is something. Okay, Hushabye Mountain and all of the stuff with the child catcher is terrifying.
The child catcher scares me to this day.
It's fucking scary.
To this day.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It's my dad's favorite movie.
But what frightens me the most is the dark. And so I'm going to confront that right now on the show. I'm going to ask if the curtains be pulled.
Sure.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the help.
So for those of you who have been listening to our show, normally we actually thought that the first time we were going to pull these curtains would be for boobs.
Yeah.
But we've gone in a different direction, and we appreciate you pardoning our stardust as we reconstruct.
See, part of what I'm doing different on the show, I realized, you know, yes, we talk a lot about sex, we talk a lot about politics, we're still going to talk about sex, we're still going to talk about politics, but the truth is there are shows, Saturday Night Live, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, that talk about politics, and, you know, they have such a wide reach, they can really make a change. We have a good following, but not enough to get someone elected that we think should be elected. Not enough to...
Well, I don't know, because Russia was listening during the election. So who knows what we did?
Who knows what we did? But I do know that we have helped individual people on this show. And when we have helped individual people on the show, it feels good. It just feels good. And that's a way of making a difference. Okay, the curtains are shut. And I'm going to ask you to turn the light out. And we'll see how much I can... Oh, wow.
Okay. It is very dark.
It is not, though, because there is a little bit of light coming off the board. There is
a little bit of light coming off the board.
Wow, now I want to do my show every week like this.
It's not pitch dark.
I feel like we need to turn off the screen.
I feel like there's...
You can't really.
I feel like there's someone behind me, and I don't know why.
Oh, because I see a shadow behind you.
Okay.
There is someone behind you. Does that help or hurt?
No, you can turn the lights on now.
No, leave them off. Leave them off. Not yet. Not yet.
All right.
Wait till he says the safe word. Okay? Not yet.
We haven't even established the safe
word. I'll know it when I hear it.
I think that's fair.
The pornography of fear.
I do feel like...
I think it needs to get darker.
I feel like the amount of dark in here right now is tantamount to someone telling a scary story with a flashlight in their face.
Do you want to? Let's tell real scary stories from our real lives. Like times we're actually scared. Anyone?
This is very uncomfortable for me.
Really? Because it's so bright in here.
It's really not.
Catherine is only awake at night and she's too lazy to turn the lights
on.
I'm
a vampire. I can see everything.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Everything. I can see. Like it's not even dark. Like I'm afraid of the dark and this is nothing. Like you want to freak me out, make it dark. I'll freak out.
So what is the root of this fear? I've been trying to think of it. And the thing that makes the most sense to me is that my eldest sister is blind. Mm. And when I was a child, she was blind in one eye and the other one slowly deteriorated. So maybe my fear of the dark is that when there's that I'm not going to, that's just like
that it'll stay that way.
It'll stay that way.
Like if you make that face, it'll stick.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Take off your outer layer.
Okay. Umbrella.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I did.
Come
okay.
on. I wanted more. Can we do it? Because I wanted again. You. I wanted you. To, really?
Wow, Kevin. Is this how you act with consent too?
You as soon saw
as they
me.
Say, as soon we as they did. As soon as they say they're safe, you're like, come on.
Really? Yes. It is. Yeah. Fucking pussy we, ass bitch.
Can't we do this for another 10 minutes?
No. I. All right. Listen. What just happened was I was about to go deeper into it, and he pulled out. Okay. Yeah. That's what just happened. I was about to ask you to take your shirt off and put it over the screen to make it darker, and he said the safe word.
We can try that next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
I'm not going to be as fucking amped. I'm not going to be as bop.
Maybe we can try it later. Maybe
wow.
Maybe we can try it later in the show.
Thank you.
Melissa, anything that you're afraid of that you'd like to talk about?
I love the dark, so I'm not afraid of it.
I am.
I don't see. I'm weird about fear. I had to, like, at the risk of being like, ugh. Like, I experienced a lot of things in my early life that taught me the lesson that having small and superficial fears was not productive for me, which I know is a weird way of looking at it. But I found that when I like feared small things, like I was really afraid of bees and getting stung by bees. But I realized when I was young that it's because I have really sensitive ears. And when I hear bees buzzing, I'm like it's the worst sound to me. It's like nails on a chalkboard. So I wasn't afraid of bees. I was afraid of the sound. And then I was like, oh. But I am afraid of, I'm like afraid of like big scary things, you know, like I'm afraid of not being able to help people as well as I'd like to. I'm afraid of death, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to be afraid of death in general.
Did you see any movies that made you scared of bees?
No.
How about Bee Movie? Are you scared, of Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah. How about My Girl? Also known as Bee Movie.
What year did My Girl come out?
I saw a meme recently and I looked it up. That's how I know that.
Greg, things that you may be afraid of.
I have a little bit of the vertigo. So
the vertigo.
So I actually
that's a good band name. The Vertigo.
I actually have developed a fear of heights.
Commitment. Well, emotion.
Do you have a problem like if you're on a roof of a building?
So if there's a fast drop off and it's not, if the higher it is, the easier it is. But like at some point it gets to the point where it's easier. But like if there's a flat drop off, if I get to the roof of the building, it'll start spinning.
How about tall ladders?
It depends. It depends on how tall. I can probably go about a story and a half without a problem.
We mentioned this last week. I am, whenever a light bulb needs to be changed, my girlfriend has to come over because I'm afraid of the tall ladders, not because I'm going to fall, I'm afraid I'm going to jump because I'm also clinically depressed.
Mm. Yeah, well, that's another issue. Yeah, thing, but I used to be afraid of confined spaces.
Really?
But then I decided that I would give myself some immersion therapy into that.
Getting MRIs.
No, so in college, I was known as the guy, because I got rid of this fear in a very specific way. In college, in college, I was known as the guy that would ride in the trunk of cars if there weren't enough seats in the car.
So I would never trust anybody.
I've ridden in the trunk of a car probably over 300 times.
Do you think I have?
Not on purpose.
No, so, if I have, it was because it was hilarious.
Yes.
And only for a minute.
So the first time I screamed the whole time. And the interesting thing about being in the trunk of a car is that you can hear everything that's happening in the car. Like in the movies, it's just like they're scared.
So it's like
and
being
like,
dead.
You can just hear in the car. And everyone can hear you too. Like if you're screaming.
I've been there.
Everyone.
I'm kidding. Go on.
Wow. Anyway, you can just hear like all the conversations. It's just muffled, and it's not dark in there either. Because every time they hit the brake, the whole trunk lights up like you're inside of a building because the taillights go bleed into the trunk.
Sounds amazing.
Catherine has a fear of weird shit that comes out of people's bodies. Oh, could you please the last link that I sent you?
I don't think I have that fear. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, I could just blow my nose in front of her.
I'll throw up.
So if you could read that link and play the video portion.
Is it a cyst?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I mean, ew. Oh, God. Oh, wow. Images? Video. There's oh, what the fuck? That looks like a nip. Oh, is it on the... All right. Ooh, my tits hurt. What is that? I'm fine. Oh.
Remember?
It's a tit, right? All right, it's a tit. I'm fine.
It's a cyst.
This is tit, though. I'm looking at a nipple.
On
a butt.
Ass.
No, wait. Time the fuck out. I need just a moment. I need a minute. Oh, that's not a nipple?
Catherine, you didn't say this.
My tits hurt.
Catherine,
my tits hurt.
You didn't say the safe word.
No, I don't need to. I'm putting it in myself. Okay, here we go. Where's the video? Where's the audio? I want to hear what's... Oh, what the... My tit hurts. Why does my tit hurt? No, what the... What? Ew. How can I make it bigger? Oh, it's her? It's always her.
Why didn't you share what was inside there?
I felt a little bit...
Oh, you do? Okay.
Oh, this is pretty gross.
Can you describe, please?
Oh God!
It
ooze?
Looks like
okay. The word is ooze.
It looks like it looks like a half moon cut incision into the cyst.
It looks like an eyeball,
and this eyeball she's describing is tearing yellow. What well, looks like mustard?
It looks like a really delicious sauce that I
We're
don't want to eat.
We found one. I do not like that.
We found your fear.
There we go. Not a fan.
What the fuck?
I'm not.
Why is there that thing? Get the
Why
thing.
Why is this publicly available?
Because people are into this.
Strong desire to watch this.
Oh, no. There's a large people.
Oh, wow.
Now they're squeezing it.
They're fucking.
So if I was...
I am holding my tits because my tits are... It's not even a nipple.
So, I'm like moving backwards slowly but surely.
Oh, now I'm grabbing my crotch and I don't understand it. I'm in pain.
So if I were to describe this, I would say that that someone's squeezing a mustard bottle into a kidney-shaped petri pan. Yeah, it's like if I was...
Why did it stop? I was close.
There's a part two.
No! Yeah. Oh, I need a cigarette. Yeah. Hold on. Wait, something's just playing. This is not it. You are the
talk of the world. All right. Well, I guess you get the gist.
Oh, my tit hurt. Oh.
But you can also read the
oh, God.
That goes along with it.
There's no more video. Where's part two?
Keep
this is just like porn.
Keep scrolling, and you can read the.
No. This is just like porn.
No, like where you can only see a little bit.
The sequel.
Where you can only see a little bit of the video, and like you have to go somewhere else to see the rest. Oh, it's fucking oozy. Ew! It looks like an eyeball. Like that's how I draw eyeballs. The incision. It's just a repeating. It's a boomerang or a GIF. Oh God! No, it's not a boomerang. It's a GIF. There's no other video.
Oh well. I have to say that is gross, but I'm not scared of it.
Well, Melissa developed a new fear.
Yeah. There we go.
I've eaten a sauce that looks like that, and it was really good, and it goes on sweet potato fries.
God, now you can't have it anymore.
Yes, I can. Watch me. Watch me dip.
I mean,
watch me. Watch me. I will dip still.
So, Faceboy, do you sleep with the lights on?
I have a nightlight.
Okay.
A strong one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So like,
And it has a sensor, so it automatically comes on.
Okay, so you
when you freak the fuck out because it's dark and start thrashing. Is it a thrash sensor?
Does it? So like, it's like similar to like a dimmer switch, but like just the like you made it so you're never in the dark.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not while he's awake. Yeah. So you sleep in the dark. Does it freak you the fuck out to know that you're in the dark at night?
No. Because
I would not sleep in the dark.
The night light stays on.
I wouldn't. Have you ever seen me sleep in the dark with the time that you were there?
No, and it was weird.
No, it wasn't.
She leaves the light all the way on. So like when I was staying at Catherine's place, I'd come home and she'd be asleep with the light all the way on. And so I'd turn it off.
And then I'd hate it. Would I say something?
No, you were fine because you never woke up.
Yeah, but in the morning.
In the morning, the sun was up and you were fine.
Well, then I just never noticed.
Yeah, I did it like every night.
Yeah, no, I don't like the dark.
See, I have to sleep in like pitch black. Like I can't, if there's any light, I'm up. I have blackout curtains for my room.
Those are my eyelids.
They're not strong enough.
Mine are.
Now, why is that?
I don't know.
That's unusual.
Because she's a bird. You have to cover the cage.
Yes.
I don't know. It's true about birds.
No, I really love the dark, but I get distracted easily, and I live on a pretty busy street corner that is also pretty loud. So I will often see I live on the first floor, not like ground level, but the first floor. So I can, if I keep my window open at all, I see like the lights of the cars going by and people walking by, and then I get distracted. Or I like get distracted and then I'm still up and I'm like, no, I have to wake up in like 2 minutes. Why?
Oh, by the way, just did I mention the opinions on this show are not necessarily the opinions of Radio Free Brooklyn?
Yeah.
If I didn't, then I just did. Also, I did not know Greg was going to be on the show today. I'm glad that you are. Didn't know Melissa was going to be on the show.
I didn't
today.
Either.
I'm glad that you are.
Thank you,
Melissa,
for having us.
I don't know anything about you. So could you tell me a little bit?
Ooh. All right, so
I went to Yaya's, by the way. That's how this happens, how you get the guests like this.
This is where we come from.
Yeah.
So I'm a new Radio Free Brooklyn host. Tune in starting next Sunday at 8 p.m. for Up Yours, a femme and non-binary centric punk show. What do I say about myself? I don't know what's particularly compelling about me as a human being that I can communicate. I really love music. I was born and raised in the East Village.
You were?
Yes.
By the way,
I was born and raised in the West Village.
Haha. I don't know if that makes us like Sharks and the Jets era like rivals, or we just have to like.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the snaps.
Whole, yeah. As we figured out earlier, I can't snap.
Boy,
so.
Oh. Boy. Basie boy. Keep cool, boy. Oh, yeah.
But now I always think of the Flight of the Conchords skit where they do Be Cool, Brett, and they're all just like steady. They're like making ridiculous facial expressions. Sorry, I love Flight of the Conchords. It's fine.
I'm probably about twice your age.
That doesn't
or more. So we did both grow up East Village, West Village, but very different East Village, West Village.
Yeah.
I'm 53. Do you mind?
I'll be 23 in September.
Yeah. So I'm more than twice your age.
Yeah.
I figured that. So we grew up in the same, but different.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It changes and it doesn't. I mean, my parents moved into the East Village. They'd both lived there since the late 80s, but when they moved in together in the 90s, we lived on 14th Street. And like the way that growing up, when I was four, I found a syringe in the sandbox at Tompkins Square Park.
Yes,
and
you then, did.
Oh, yeah. That was a fun chat.
And that's how she gained her superpowers.
But see, I'm not afraid of needles after that.
No.
So there
that's her superpower.
Oh, that's something I'm scared of. Needles.
I'm scared of needles.
Okay.
And I get lots of needles.
And scorpions.
No, Catherine, you're scared of everything.
I'm not scared of everything. Just the dark and being alone.
I'm also afraid of being alone.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Do you have a partner?
No.
She's terrible.
So
I have my roommates. I live with them. So I'm never really alone because they're often there.
Okay, so that makes it okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think my fear of being alone is more just that not the act of being alone, but of the reason why I would be alone, if that makes sense?
No.
I think for me, my fear is that I would end up alone or be alone for my life because I wasn't able to do enough for the people in my life and they would leave me, you know?
That does make sense.
Yeah. Like, it's more a fear of not being able to be the best self I can be and do the best I can for everyone else in my life. And like a crippling fear that people will, like, the second I can't do everything that I do for people. This is so deep. I'm sorry.
No, don't apologize. This is exactly the direction I want to bring the show in. It is important that we report on some of the weird things that prisoners have snuck into their cells in their assholes. But I think it's more important that we talk about these kinds of things that people can relate to and help on an individual level.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
I totally took it off course.
I missed the button.
So baseball, if you close your eyes for too long, do you get scared? Or yes.
Okay, close your eyes and see how long you can do it. I'd start a timer.
I'd prefer not to.
So, I gotta read shit about bugs crawling out of people's eyeballs every week, and you won't close your fucking eyes for however many seconds you're willing to do that for.
All right, I will do it for as long as Melissa continues to discuss and go into this fear of being alone and having to do with not doing enough to help the people around her. Because I think that's important that people can relate to.
You may be putting yourself in some danger because I am very talkative.
Go long.
So, I mean, for me, like, without getting too weird, like, my whole psyche is devoted to helping other people and being a support system for other people. And I've always worried that, beyond the fact that that's not a particularly healthy way to live one's life, like, that the reason I will end up alone is because I won't be able to give someone what they need and they will just leave and I won't be able to do anything about it. And it's kind of a weird thing where, like, that's not a particularly, I don't think a particularly, my therapist wouldn't say, a particularly healthy way of looking at it. Because in the end, you can really only do what you do. And you can, as long as you're always trying to be your best self, I feel like, not to sound cheesy, but that's kind of you know, trying to be your best self and trying to help people is really important. And you can't do more than you can physically do. And so I've been working on trying to, like, adjust to the fact that the fear that I have is based in a fact that I have been hurt by people and let down by people and disappointed by people who I have, like, devoted a lot of time and care and love to, but also that people are who they are and you can't change them or expect them to be anything they're not. You just got to be yourself and be the best you can be. And if people can't take it, now I'm done. Yes.
No.
Well, the only reason I was able to go that long was because I was just focusing on your voice and the things that you were saying, because your voice is soothing.
Thank you.
And the things that you were saying, I did a minute and 15 seconds.
I think that's pretty good. That
was longer than we had the light out,
actually. That's not bad.
So we used to do this.
And I think what helped me was that there was focus.
You started breathing heavy by the end, but yeah.
Was I?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to come up for air. I could see it. I saw your head bobbing.
I was going to try to see if I could outlast you, which I did, because I was getting like, oh no.
Yeah. I was hoping it'd go a little longer. I'm unimpressed.
We used to do this game in college. Well, it was like a trust game where we'd close our eyes and run full speed and another person would catch you.
What?
And most people can't do it. Like, after a couple steps, you're like, this is impossible. Like, you start to panic.
You know what I did to my friend once? We did two-prov, which, if you know what that is, it's two people doing improv on a stage and no one else.
It's descriptive.
Yeah.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. Whatever. There might be people somewhere who are like, what? So it's just two people standing on the stage. So it's just the two of us. I'm looking directly at him, and he's quite a distance from me. I make eye contact with him. And you know, like, the symbol for, like, I'm about to do a trust fall is crossing your hands.
You're doing the choke symbol.
Whatever. Yeah. It's the same thing for me. Yeah. So, we're doing that. And then I get stiff and then I begin to slowly fall back. And he's like, no, don't do that. Don't. No, stop. Why are you doing this? And I did a legit trust fall and made somebody run to the other side to catch me. And he did.
I'm glad he caught you.
Yeah.
I'm glad. I just don't know if that was a good choice.
I mean, it worked. So
he
I think
said no. He said no, though.
Yeah, but we've seen how I feel about that.
You can't say no in improv. That's like.
I mean, he said umbrella, and I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
For those of you at home, I didn't turn the light back on. Yes,
I was about to say, you should be very glad that I came here today, because you would have had no control over that.
No, we'd still be in the fucking dark, guys.
We would still be in the dark.
I'd be like, you pussy, no.
There's a laptop in front of me that I could have opened at any time. So I did have that.
No.
Phone flashlight. Computer screen.
I had some notes.
Oh, man.
So the change in this show really began with an interview that I was doing with my friend Adam Smyre, who came out with a book called Knucklehead. I've known him since junior high school. That's a very long friendship, and I care about him deeply, and I really liked his book. And so when he came on, I wanted to present him the best way I possibly could. And so I really did my homework. You know, I knew things about him from our childhood, but there are also things I didn't know about him. So I went deep into anything about him that I could find, and also talked about the book. And it went really well. He felt good afterwards. Maybe he got some more sales. And then the other thing that led me towards the changes, we were drinking, and my girlfriend was going off. She was like, "You need to be the new Mr. Rogers.
You
need to be the new Fred Rogers." And I thought that was insane, because even though I love children, I've worked with children, at this point in my career, I would not say
that's your target demo
for children at all. But this is a time where I think there's a need for a Mr. Rogers for adults.
Mm.
And yeah.
Mr. Rogers tried to do that and failed.
Really?
Yeah, he had a show for adults after he ended the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood for a while.
What?
And then he came back to Mr. Rogers Neighborhood because no one watched it.
I need to see this.
Yeah, it's like Mr. Rogers Neighborhood, but
how many episodes?
It's like a season.
What? Do you know about this?
I don't.
I want to look all of
it. I just watched the Mr. Rogers documentary.
I want to see that too.
I texted Adam that, because after I told him, had put the post about, you know, the new, how I'm doing things differently, and I told him what I just told you, and he wrote back, "So happy to be part of your evolution. You are part of mine. I send people the link to that interview as an ideal. Like, if you want the ideal, if you want the best interview that I've had with you, you go to that one." So that was really nice to hear back. I'd like to hear that. We have to do this right now. This show truly needs your help. We had been benefited from a patron who no longer has the means to support. So now it's up to you. I recently heard from a couple who said that this show has greatly benefited their marriage. Our open and honest discussions about sex, relationships, and the power of communication help them open up about their desires. I think that's worth supporting. If you listen regularly, can you honestly say there wasn't at least one moment where you just laughed? Isn't that worth supporting? It's very easy to do, to sponsor this show, and we accept as little as a dollar. Is that really real? I think so.
I have no idea.
I think so.
I should know. You should be paying attention, because we need to do this on our show.
Yeah.
We also need a donor, so if you have anything left over, just throw it to Dunson.
And anything extra, throw it up yours.
In the past, I was flippant about seeking your help, but now I'm really serious. So please go to radiofreebrooklyn.org, go to shows, and you'll see Art Star Scene Radio and a sponsor link. Or, I don't know why I'm not supposed to give out this link for some reason, but I'm going to anyway, because it's the easier way to get there. Go to rfb.nyc/s. That's rfb.nyc/s. Also, it is tax deductible. I know, it's still goofy, because Art Star Scene, it's naturally, we get the call letters ass. Yeah.
That's so good.
I know.
It's like my Podomatic link is up yours, Radio Free Brooklyn, because up yours is already taken. And Tom emailed me and he was like, "I'm going to try not to take this personally," because it's like basically me telling Radio Free Brooklyn to shove it. And I was like, it's a punk show, man.
Yeah. Oh, man. And he's like a punk from the first round of punk.
So anything you give to us, this is a 501c, it's tax deductible. And so you're supporting something. I know we got listeners out there, and I know that You have a dollar. You got at least a dollar. So please, please help us out. There's this place in my neighborhood, Arbor Restaurant, and they have, you know, those guys on the bicycles that are motorized that go really fast on the sidewalk. We have called them from the show acting like we were elderly people at the nursing home next door. Because I honestly do care about the elderly people that they might get run down. And one of these guys, and I call as an old person character, and we're going to call them again tonight. And I'm going to throw in a few words.
Some interesting expressions that can be linked.
Expressions that an old person wouldn't say, but maybe you will or will not know what they mean. Okay, so I'm going to use at one point.
Let's quiz them.
Merkin. Do you know what a merkin is?
I think so. It's mentioned on Drag Race. Like,
what do you think it is?
You're going to make me say it on the air. I dislike that.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to.
It's like a muff for your. Okay, now I'm really afraid I'm going to be very wrong and I'm going to stop talking.
I think you're on the right track. Do you know what it is?
Isn't it like a wig? Or
it's a vagina wig.
Yeah, vagina wig.
Yeah.
I could not say that.
It's a vagina wig.
Yeah, it's a vagina wig.
I might say lemon party, which is...
So what is it, Greg?
It's a... I'm not going to tell you. You should go on Google and
type Google in lemon party.
Lemon party right now.
Yeah, we want our listeners to know before we make this call.
Yeah. Google it. Google it right now.
It's something
actually,
better seen.
Really, really they
might,
don't.
They might not be able to also listen to us and Google it. Who knows what they're using.
Well, I already forgot what it is.
It's an old man orgy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like an old man blowing an old man.
It used to be an internet prank where you'd tell people to look up lemon party. And this is when I was in high school. And like you'd just hand people like cards that said go to lemonparty.org or whatever. I don't even know what it is.
I love that your high school had all that old money to buy cards.
We're not going to go into this.
I fell for a similar prank in high school.
Do we know what pegging is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
For those of you at home.
For those of you at home, it's a woman with a strap-on dildo fucking usually a man in the ass.
Or 7:30 p.m. at Faceboy.
Jesus Christ. Do you have an alarm for your pegging? Does it go off and you go, oh, it's pegging o'clock.
It's time for your daily scheduled pegging.
It's peg o'clock.
Okay, you're not denying
rusty
it.
Trombone.
Yeah, it's not a no.
Rusty trombone, yeah, sure.
What is it?
That's when you're licking the guy's asshole and jacking him off.
Yeah.
Dirty Sanchez.
Oh.
That's when you have...
Gross.
Poo on your face after going down on someone's asshole.
Yeah.
That was poopy.
I don't like it.
Pink sock.
Icky. Yeah.
Which one?
Rosebuds.
Pink sock.
I don't know that one, actually.
I don't either.
It's a rosebud.
That's when...
A sled?
That's a prolapse.
Prolapse.
It's something to do with an asshole. That's all I remember.
You know, that's what Citizen Kane was about. It was about anal prolapse.
Eat your heart out.
All right, so I think I'm ready to call.
Yeah.
Okay.
And complain about the. So try not to.
Yeah, I
to
can
laugh.
Be.
Do you want
I
to turn our mics quiet. Off, or you want us?
Do you want to be on as my husband?
Okay.
Okay, so.
So for those of you at home, Baseboy's trying to figure out the phone. We've used it before, but he doesn't exactly remember what the buttons are. So. He's already off to a great start. He's failed his first attempt. He's now making a number two, round two.
But alternatively, if he's trying to be an older person, having trouble using the phone.
He is getting method into
his
character. He now has hung up. He may or may not have given up. The volume is up, so the board is working. He's, I think this is attempt number three. The last one ended in an Oh, wait.
Okay, maybe I need to turn it on.
Yeah, there's something with...
Oh, there we go.
Okay. All right, he figured it out. But that is, now we're going to take four. Take four, attempt number four. So you need to hang up the phone.
I do that
one. Hang up the phone.
Yeah, there was, it's just there. I also can't be.
Boom.
That's another thing.
I was a bored child.
Five tries. Fifth time was a charm. For those of you who've listened before, that was the record.
Oh, here we go.
Hello?
Yes, this is
Barbara Shaw, can I help you? Yes, this is Cecilia Daniels' daughter. I stay at the senior center down the street, and I've called before because of the bike riders that come zim-zooming like a gangbang down the street, and they almost hit me.
And me.
My husband's on the line, and I'm very upset about this. I've called before.
Oh, I do apologize. It's about our delivery guy, right?
Yes, yes, he was wearing a hat that looked like a merkin. I was wearing my pink socks. We were going to a lemon party. And I feel like he almost... I could have been knocked down. And if I died, who's going to peg my husband?
Yeah.
I do apologize. That is actually our new delivery guy. I'll talk to him and make sure things like this won't happen in the future. I do apologize. He is just new. Like, this is his first week, so he's probably not familiar with this area.
It felt like a rusty trombone running into a dirty Chan Sanchez. It was terrible.
I'm so sorry. Let me talk to him, okay?
Okay, please do.
He's out for delivery, and then I'll talk to him when he get back, okay?
Because I have a grandson, Justin, and he said he is going to film this on his camera. Did you know you couldn't film on a camera? I mean, on a phone? He could make a phone film, and he would take it to the police if there was no change. So please, I almost could have gotten hurt.
Yeah, is it just happened now?
No.
No, this was 2 days ago. I'm allowed to make phone calls on the weekends.
Oh, okay. I got it. I'll talk to this guy because he just left out. I need to talk to him, okay?
Okay, thank
I'll
you.
Let him know. He's new, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for calling, okay?
Okay, bye.
She's not talking to anybody.
Yeah, he's not new.
Yeah, because I think the last time I was on this show, this was done. And that was months ago.
Yeah, the guy's not new.
Yeah, the guy's not
new. But I got them all in. Even gangbang.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Yeah.
I think that's when she said there, we SNL'd. We did it too long. I think there was a moment where she's like, oh, this is fake.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
No, I think there's a moment where she tuned out. Like, I think that you could have said anything.
Yes, that's what you have to try next time.
Push it all
you
the
have
way.
To see how many weird things you can say in an angry rage.
Yeah.
Like, the next time we do it, if because now we're Robin Hood. We're pranking these people because they actually did bad things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we're only if they do it again after she talks to the new guy.
Yeah,
are we going to do it again? Guy. And we're going to do it more where you're going to say a bunch of it. We're going to look up filthy things. So send us filthy things at artstarscene @gmail.com or call us at 718-928-9732 if you want to hear us say it to these people.
Oh, also you can download the app for Radio Free Brooklyn. Just go to radiofreebrooklyn.org and there is a place you can download the app for free. And if you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/pledge.
Also, just go to your app store and like put in Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
You guys are smart. Yeah, I believe in you.
Don't be dummies.
So what do you guys think of therapists having different rules than we have? This is what I mean.
All doctors, I hate it.
So my therapist, her rule is, if I need to cancel an appointment, it has to be 24 hours in advance.
Yeah.
Well, last week, she had to cancel, and it was less than 24 hours in advance. How's that fair?
Exactly. I've, like, brought this up to them, and they're like, well, I'm a doctor. And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm paying you.
Not even that. Just, like, fuck you. Like, sometimes shit comes up. Just, like, I have to understand that shit comes up. Sometimes you have to understand that shit comes up.
Yeah, well, I think at some point, like, are choosing to go to them, and they are losing business by having you if you don't show up, and they're not losing anything.
Yeah. So it's like, but you're losing something by them not showing up.
And you're not wrong. I'm just saying that from their perspective, that's how that works. From a capitalist perspective, that's how that works.
Well, to me, it feels like a dirty Sanchez.
Yeah, but they should give you, like, if it is capitalist, then there should be a fucking punch card, and then the next one's on them. Like, if you want to make it like that, like, that's the way that should be.
Yeah.
I had to talk to my therapist recently because he cuts our shit short. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck you. I looked at the clock this time. And he's like, no, we started it. I'm like, no, we didn't. Because, like, he does this annoying thing where I'll come and then he'll sit in there alone. What the fuck are you doing? And why do you think this is my time? Yeah. This is not my time. Whatever you're doing in there is not my time. My time is when I'm in the room with you. I don't know. I've been going to him for a long time, but he's bothered me for a long time, but I like him.
This sounds like all your relationships.
Yeah. He's the only one that, like, I answered the phone. That's how I got him.
You don't know me that well. You sort of know me.
I don't know you at all.
You know me very well. I said no to a booty call.
Wow.
Yes.
I know you well enough to know that.
You know enough.
Everybody knows that. Everybody. It's we're the reason I'm for the privacy enough. Curtains.
So yeah, this woman, we used to. I've known her for a long time, and we used to have sort of a relationship. There was at least some degree of romance, but for the most part, okay, go ahead.
It was awful. It was the worst. And she
would usually only call me for sex,
which is fine,
and which for most dudes is fine.
No, it's fine if that's what it is, but don't then say that you're going to show up on the fucking 4th of July and then ruin 4th of July for me.
Okay.
That's why I don't like her.
Fair enough.
She can suck a dick and choke on it to death like that woman in Florida.
I like romance, and I had invited her to a 4th of July thing, which is a romantic thing, and you can...
And I think she implied that she was coming or said yes, right?
She did say yes.
That's where she made a bad move. Fuck her. Because then she never came, and then he made a sourpuss, and then I had to deal with it.
I feel you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't need to deal with that. I don't even date so that I don't have to make that sourpuss. And now that's I got to deal with someone else's fucking sourpuss. It's on the list.
Yeah. There's many reasons.
I mean, it might not be the first one, but it's on the list.
It's like number 73.
Number one is that I hate people. Okay.
Uh-huh, that's on my list too.
Yeah. No, I think
it's
that's
not number
five,
one, but it's high up there.
But yeah.
So she was in town, and earlier this week, she was like, hey, I'm in your neighborhood. Want to hang out? And it was daytime. It was like 6 p.m. when she said that. So I was like, okay, we can maybe do something nice. And she goes, okay, I'm just going to meet with a friend for a drink first. And by 7:30, she's like, I can't find you. And she was like 3 blocks away. She's been in my place many times. Our plan was to go up to the roof. My roof is beautiful. And that would be a romantic thing. Have a couple of drinks together, but instead she showed up. When I found her, she was already drunk. And so I said, you know, we can chat in the little garden by my building instead. And I told her straight up, I said, I can't take you to the roof when you're intoxicated.
Is she afraid you'll push her off, like, or that she'll jump?
I'm not sure if it's in the rules of the roof that you shouldn't be super drunk on the roof, but if it isn't a rule, it should be.
It is common sense rule, roof behavior to not be wasted on a roof.
Yeah. Really? Whoops. Because I did an alcohol experiment where we were on a roof drinking, and I don't remember this. I haven't seen the footage, but allegedly I almost jumped. Allegedly.
I mean,
I don't remember that.
To be fair to you, I don't typically describe you with the term common sense.
I don't say common sense at all.
You have unique sense.
Yes, I have unique sense. And allegedly, I was like so excited I almost jumped off the roof. I don't fucking know.
I believe
it. Like, it wasn't a suicide-y thing. It was just like an excited thing. I don't know, though. I honestly don't know.
So you were in the garden.
So we were in the garden, and thank you. And then about 9:30-ish, 10 o'clock, she's like, I use a bathroom, so...
That's her voice? Because that's about as hot as I think she is. Like, inside and out, just to be clear. I don't like her as a person.
I like that clarification.
Yeah.
I thought it was important.
Yeah, because when I say people are ugly, I don't always mean on the outside. I just mean it then goes to the outside.
So I bring her down to the apartment. She uses the bathroom. Then she comes and lays down on my bed. Can I stay here? And I said... No.
Yeah. Good call.
And I take care of my mother, who's 85 years old. And it's just, there's only a certain level of chaos that can be allowed in that apartment, in that situation. But in the past, Catherine has been on me about that I do go for the booty calls, even though I don't ever get the romance.
I've never been on you about that.
Yes, you have.
How?
You're like, why the fuck did you fuck her?
No, I never said that.
That totally sounds like something you said, Catherine.
No, not with her. I hate her. When have I said that about someone?
Anyway, I think...
Exactly.
I think it's.
I think it's
a step forward for me.
Yes, yay. Congratulations.
I think that yeah, it's good to be able to know that you have a limit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was a line, and you found it. It's good.
That's something that my therapist was talking to me about that was very true. I minored in cultural anthropology, and I really thought I was going to travel the world.
Sure.
And then some fucked up shit happened, and I can barely leave my neighborhood. There are a lot of things I can't do that normal people can do that hopefully I'll be able to do. And she goes, what's so interesting is that you will explore damn near anything sexually, but you won't explore past 14th Street. It's like there is an explorer in you, but it just seems to be focused in this area of sexuality and relationships and all that kind of stuff. I thought that was interesting.
It so, is.
For what it's worth, my therapist of 8+ years, shout out to Monica, A.
yo, shout out to my therapist at home.
It's all right. She's in rural Maine right now. She won't know.
But Maine!
But what she said to me, because I talked to her about a somewhat similar issue, what she said to me was that she finds sometimes that when people who feel a desire to push themselves in terms of their level of sexual exploration find it because in the end it's an easier, in some ways an easier place to find a cutoff or a limit, because in the end it is sometimes, not for everyone, easier to control your body than it is to control the world around you. That was her theory. I don't know if that's entirely true.
Maybe I should show her the picture if she wants to see it.
Of the dildo that you put in your butt?
Yeah, I'm done.
It is my girlfriend wearing.
Naked, looking like a pony with the tail in the front.
That's awesome. That's like a good way to spend
like
the night.
A pony?
Why not?
Like a ponytail. It's like a ponytail. Have you seen it?
Is it hairy?
No, but it might as well be. It's like a fucking ponytail.
Because I don't know.
I think you've shown me this before.
I don't know if this picture is
look at it again. Oh, it's so deep in the queue, he can't find it.
Rad.
That's a good description.
Looks happy.
Like a pony.
Looks healthy.
I don't think it looks like a pony at all.
Looks happy, looks healthy.
I'm very glad to hear you say that. She's happy, she's smiling.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the best part of it.
Usually everybody who sees that, they're like, whoa.
I don't think I said that.
I can't imagine you saying that.
No.
Yeah, I think Catherine was probably more like, heh.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, yeah. Go on.
I don't know. I don't even know why I took this as a note, but I think it's funny. I want to start using $2 bills to fuck with people.
Sure.
Because you can go to the bank. Like, someone recently, as change, gave me a $2 bill. Not recently, actually.
Can I has it?
No, you can't have it. You can't have it.
You can't do this because I'm going to be the haver of all the. I'm going to be the hazer of all the $2 bills.
And you know, some people might find a pain in the ass because I don't know, they don't know what it is. They haven't seen it. It's so uncommon. But yeah. What you can do, you can go to the bank, and you can request $100 in $2 bills.
Oh, yep.
Man.
You can do that.
Yes. You've just ruined Catherine's life.
Wait just a goddamn minute.
Hold up. Catherine's now calculating how much money she has in her bank account and if it's divisible by two.
It is. Even if it isn't, I'll make it work.
So, and the thing is that Catherine will never spend any of it. She'll just wallpaper her bathroom.
The old money.
Is that an old money thing to not spend money?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. The old
not
money thing.
Old money.
Collecting money is old money as well. Yeah.
Fucking art.
And they have to accept it at any place.
Damn it. Yes.
This note legal tender.
Yeah, they're required to accept that. They can try to say no, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have something very interesting to say. Part of my calculation was also, do you remember that moment when we found out that the anonymous announcer was not the person that we knew was calling the show? That moment inside me. Somebody came to Satanic Bingo and paid in $2 bills.
Nice.
I'm wondering now if they're a listener of the show. I'm wondering now if it's Jeff Howe. If it is, please call it 718-928-9723. Jeff Howe.
3-2.
If they're
fuck, I'm
we never mentioned the $2 bills until just now.
I think you've mentioned it before.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I might
intrigue.
Have. I might it's also, have because yeah. because I might have mentioned that I have, when they started reissuing them in 1976, I was one of those guys that even though I was like, well, one of those kids, because I would have been 11, I got the freshly minted ones, and then sure. I went and got a stamp on it.
Yeah.
So that you could prove that it was the issue date.
Yeah.
You
know, issue date stamps, yeah.
And that, you know, now it's going to be worth, you know, $400, when in fact now it's worth like $2.80.
Yeah, it's like $2. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, most $2 bills that from older than the 80s are like worth $2.15 or more.
Even with the stamp.
If you had an uncut sheet, it'd be worth a lot of money.
Do you guys remember the trend in like the early OOs where there was like wheresgeorge.com, and you could like trace where your dollar bill had been? You put in the serial number.
Sure.
And it was like, sure. I was just thinking of that because people got so excited to think about where their money came from.
A stripper's butthole.
Yeah.
Up a nose with some coke.
Pre-geotag.
You know, I found that those stamps were more disgusting than they were helpful.
The stamps?
Yeah, the stamp just, like, you look up on the internet, all the places that your dollar's been, you're like, oh, God, it's been everywhere.
I've been everywhere, man. Oh. I've been everywhere. So I have every single one of those $2 bills that they paid with.
I know you do. And you'll never spend them. In fact, you will be starving. You'll be like, I can't spend
them. They're not money anymore. I don't even see these things. The money that I've framed on my wall isn't money anymore.
You need to spend money if you're starving.
I'm not spending my $2 bills.
We have a mere 3 minutes left on this show.
What the fuck?
I know it happens. It happens.
What? We had so many plans.
I know. Look at all the notes I didn't. Look, the things I crossed out, those are the notes that I got to.
Satanic sure. Bingo. I didn't cross
sorry.
Oh no!
No, we never get to
better.
It.
It's always better. If I go through all the notes, that means
it's a bad show.
That's a bad show.
I think we've done it once, and I'm not going to say who our guest was.
Please don't.
I won't.
But please tell us what's coming up for you.
Satanic Bingo, August 5th. Come check it out at Bazaar. There will be sideshow, burlesque, bingo, tarot, and candle magic. Also, you, because you make the show. That's 8 p.m. on August 5th.
There will also be monster trucks.
Monster trucks!
Sunday.
All right, there won't be monster trucks.
There might be. Maybe I'll get monster trucks.
Dunsung, every Saturday.
Yes, every Saturday at 3 p.m. Send us some money so that we could stay on air. Yeah, otherwise,
we're probably going to go off.
We won't exist.
Greg will say absolutely nothing about his life.
Yeah, this week you can find me at home deciding whether or not I should go to work, because I'm at this voluntary work stage for the summer. So I need to do work, but I just don't want to. That's my week this week.
Melissa?
You will find me crying under my desk at my 9 to 5. I love it so. But also you will find me also on starting August 5th at 8 p.m., ironically, doing Up Yours, a femme non-binary centric radio show, punk radio show right here on Radio Free Brooklyn. Go to Bazaar Bushwick and have your headphones on the whole time.
Not the whole time, just for one hour.
Just for 1 hour.
I like you instantly, because there are often times when I would say, you will find me weeping at alone.
Yeah, no, Greg too.
Truly, that is generally where you can find me.
Every time is something increasingly depressing. And then the moment she said it, I was like, oh, except I wasn't there. It was just an old lady.
Yeah.
It was our old lady friend.
Yeah.
Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. And after you give us some money,
go to freedariusnow.com.
That is so not my music.
Nobody's there.
Let's use it.
It works for fears, too. We talked about loneliness being a fear.
Yeah, there you go.
It was like a gift from God or something.
Give to Planned Parenthood if you can. Give to the ACLU. Give to Survivors of SESTA. Please tune in each and every Saturday at 7 p.m. for another live episode of Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn, the new Art Star Scene Radio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.